I'm Liz Curtis Higgs, and this is Heaven on Wheels. The knock at my hotel door was soft, apologetic. "Liz," a voice whispered, "can we see you for a minute?" I soon discovered a bouquet of anxious faces clustered in the hallway. "A situation has come up," Jill, the retreat committee chairman, explained, keeping her voice low. "Meet us in room 224 in 10 minutes. I searched her expression for clues. "Is something wrong?" "No," Jill chuckled nervously. "Something is right." 10 minutes later, hair combed, lipstick in place, tummy a-twitter, I was ushered into Retreat Central, a cramped hotel room where a handful of women slept, prayed, stuffed goodie bags with chocolate, and masterminded a weekend of activities for their 36 attendees. I found a place to land and waited for someone to spill the beans. Jill exchanged glances with the others. "Several women have come to us." "No, a lot of women," insisted a feisty brunette. "You should have heard them all in the restroom." "Right," Jill nodded emphatically. "Anyway, they all want more." Uh-oh. Clearly my morning presentation wasn't strong enough. "More what?" I asked, thinking, "more funny stories? More chocolate?" "More of your teaching, Liz. They don't want to play games after dinner. They want, well, they want to hear more about the Bible." "You're kidding!" My chin dropped in amazement. "At a fancy place like this? I thought they came to soak in the hot tub." "Maybe that's why they came," Jill said. "But now that they've heard the Word of God, that's all they're talking about. Would you mind? I mean, could you speak again after dinner tonight?" "As my friend Jeannie says, does a 50-pound sack of flour make a big biscuit?" "Of course," I told her. My heart was pounding in my chest. Imagine a group of women gathering at a spa, and choosing Bible study instead of a massage. No question, it had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with God. In that moment, the Lord made it very clear what else had to happen that night. I needed to pray with these spiritually hungry women. All of them. Gulp. Logistics came first. "Is there somewhere I could sit and pray privately with them, one-on-one?" Jill shook her head. "Not in that tiny room." She was right. We were sitting buns to buns without an inch to spare. "I know," the feisty brunette again. "One of the girls has a big van we can park right outside the door." "A van?" I said weakly. It was raining. It was chilly. It was a van. Did people pray in vans? Front seat or back? If the engine was running, would they fear being kidnapped? If it wasn't running, would we get a ticket for parking in a no-prayer zone? "A van," I said again, trying to convince myself. "It wouldn't be too weird. I've heard of altar calls. Why not an Aerostar call?" Probably not what Ford had in mind, but I was determined to follow the Lord's lead, and the committee was in total agreement. By 6 o'clock that night, I was having second thoughts. By 8 o'clock, I was having seventh thoughts. Until I saw their faces. Open, eager to learn, thirsty for God's truth. Suddenly, a van-shaped prayer closet seemed like the best idea on wheels. After sharing my message, I announced, "I'll be outside in a van. In any order you like, please join me so we can pray together." I said it with a straight face, but they laughed anyway. Okay, it's a crazy idea. But it was God's idea, girls. I'll be waiting." I didn't wait long. My first brave soul appeared, climbing into the back seat, wide-eyed and uncertain. Seconds after she pulled the door closed, the overhead light faded to black, and we were cloaked in a cozy darkness. "Is this when the soft music starts playing?" she whispered, and we giggled like teenagers. Things got serious soon enough. We prayed. Oh, how we prayed. One woman after the other. We prayed for wayward husbands and lost children, for difficult jobs and joyless situations, for heartfelt forgiveness, and for lives newly dedicated to Christ. The minutes slipped by unnoticed. When a distant church bell chimed the hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord nudged me off to bed, 36 sisters' prayers tucked safely inside my heart. "It's not a Ford Aerostar anymore," Jill informed me over breakfast, her eyes bleary, but her smile ear to ear. "We're calling it the Holy Van." Hey, when God says pray, pray. Anywhere, anytime, any van. Have wheels, we'll travel, girlfriend. I'm Liz Curtis Higgs. Thanks for listening.